Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We have a lot of stuff to share with you during the next hour or so, so make the time, take some notes, settle down, or perhaps you're doing a little bit of exercise. Maybe you've got your Walkman on, or you've got your earbuds in, and you're making the best of a beautiful weekend wherever you are. Our number is 888-302-3684. You can call us with your questions. We've got lots to talk about in the next hour or so. We're going to talk about a new study that looks at the relationship between antidepressant use and problems in babies when moms take these antidepressants. Also, green tea may boost your brain power. And do you suffer from SCT? It's a newly discovered disorder, which the pharmaceutical industry is very happy to help you out with. We'll find out what that's all about. 888-302-3684. But before we get to your phone calls, hear about your health concerns, here's an article that comes to us from Associated Press. And it sounds like it's something new, but in just a moment, I'm going to explain to you how this is not new at all. This is a theme that we've been talking about for a very, very long time. AP headline, obsessing over calories alone has left dieters with an empty feeling. Remember, this is 2014. This is actually a theme that was enunciated many, many years ago. We've been talking about it because low-calorie food is really a hype, and especially low-fat food, because the problem is that low-fat food leaves people with less satiety, and they end up eating more. It's a big marketing gimmick. And, oh, by the way, all the fat that you can pull out of, say, dairy, you can then resell it, and it's ultimately going to make more profits. You sell the skim milk or the low-fat milk, and then you sell the butter that you've extracted from the milk, and then you really can maximize your profit potential. The article says the dieters are sick of foods that provide only fleeting satisfaction and seem to make them hungrier. The new thinking is that eating foods with more protein or fat will make dieters less likely to binge later, even if they're higher in calories. This is actually one of the major principles which we enunciate to our dieting patients, that they ought to get away from foods that are ultra-low fat. They shouldn't be eating isolated carbohydrates, because that's simply going to cause blood sugar to go up and down in a roller coaster fashion. We'll have a little more to say about that later, because there's a story in the news this week that suggests that your marital relationship may be at risk due to ups and downs in blood sugar. Well, as evidence of this trend, some of these low-calorie foods are tanking. Here's the statistics. Special K cereal sales are down 7% in the past 2 years. And they're trying to come up with some new alternatives. Also, remember Lean Cuisine? When I was growing up, we had TV dinners. Then they were replaced with Lean Cuisine. The idea being that not only were the foods convenient, but good for dieting. Well, Nestle's Lean Cuisine saw a 27% drop in sales in the past 4 years because people just aren't interested in that. And they're recognizing that the satiety value of Lean Cuisine just isn't there. It just doesn't deliver. And you end up eating more. Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi saw sales volume fall by nearly 7% last year. And that's only going to accelerate, as now we have reports that there's increased risks of not just weight gain and diabetes, but cardiovascular disease associated with high consumers of diet drinks. Even Weight Watchers updated its bland point system in 2010. It was all about calories. Well, they finally came a few years back to recognize that protein wonder of all wonders, actually has something to do with your satiety. And so they have a new system called Points Plus, which lets people increase their intake of what are called power foods that are high in protein that will ultimately quell people's appetites. Okay, good idea. Weight Watchers, great behavioral system, in my opinion, because that weigh-in and the social support that you get from Weight Watchers is very important for a lot of people when they're seeking weight loss. But their dietary approach, they're only just catching up to the latest nutritional science. And in the past 4 years, sales of 100-calorie snack packs of Oreos have plummeted 72% because people just see right through the hype. The belief that a food is wholesome is sometimes used to justify eating too much, according to a spokesperson of Weight Watchers. In other words, consuming too many calories. Now, it's 2014. Let us go back in a time machine to 1993. That, folks, incredibly, I find it amazing, that's 21 years ago. And what show was reigning supreme on the airwaves in 1993? Let's have it, folks. It was Seinfeld. And you remember that famous Seinfeld episode in which Jerry, Elaine, and George eat at a non-fat frozen yogurt shop. And Kramer has invested in that. That's the latest thing. Non-fat frozen yogurt. How prescient was that program? Some people say if you watch and absorb the messages in the entire Seinfeld series, you will understand life in a very profound way, modern life. Well, the yogurt is so delicious that they, along with Newman, who joins in, indulge because it's non-fat. It's a free ride. But then Kramer notices that Jerry and Elaine have gained weight, and he becomes suspicious of the yogurt's contents. And Elaine decides to send the yogurt to a laboratory for testing. And what they discover is that no fat or low fat doesn't necessarily mean low calorie. And into the picture enters the mayor of New York, making a cameo appearance. Remember David Dinkins, up for re-election against the newcomer, young Rudy Giuliani, who is a crusading district attorney. And Rudy Giuliani takes up the cudgel against this low-fat yogurt. In the end, the lab report reveals that the yogurt does indeed contain fat. Well, that's a little wrong, because it turns out that even if it doesn't contain fat, it's going to create a problem. Giuliani reveals that he, too, has eaten a great deal of frozen yogurt lately, and he vows to eliminate false advertising in the city. Remember that episode? So it actually ends with Giuliani delivering his victory speech over Dinkins. And that was 21 years ago, folks. So there's nothing new under the sun. People are now realizing that this low-fat food marketing fiasco has run its course. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll take your phone calls, 888-302-3684. Plus, we've got lots to talk about in the next hour. Stay with us. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife away.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got a lot of stuff to share with you on the health front this weekend. But before we do that, a big shout out to three new Intelligent Medicine affiliates. We just cleared three new stations for this program, and airings begin this weekend. A big welcome to WHMQ AM in Greenfield, Massachusetts. They'll be hearing our program on Saturdays and also on Mondays. WHMP AM out of Springfield, Mass. Formerly a Cousin Brucey station. No longer. That was about 30 years ago. But how do I know that? Our Radio America engineer, Al Peterson, who is manning the boards with me today. Say hi, Al. Can you say hi?
Doctor, hello. How are you?
Good job. Hey, Al is a veteran of WHMP. Now they've joined our Intelligent Medicine family. And WHNP in Springfield, Massachusetts will pick up our program as well. So big hello to all you folks in Massachusetts. Nice part of the country. And please call us. You got questions? 888-302-3684. And here's an interesting story. You know, remember Ronald Reagan had this famous saying about the government? Well, to paraphrase Ronald Reagan, one of the scariest phrases in the English lexicon is, "We're from the pharmaceutical industry and we're here to help." What am I talking about? Well, there's this new disease that is being touted. Do you or a loved one suffer from the heartbreak of SCT? What is SCT? Well, the disease mongers love acronyms. We've got ADD, we've got ED, we've got ADHD, and we have drugs to solve these maladies. And just by some incredible coincidence, things become diseases when drugs are invented to treat the diseases. And then they become elevated to the status of diseases. An example of which, if you think about it, is high cholesterol. That didn't used to be a disease, but then high cholesterol became associated with heart disease and we're off to the races. Same thing with osteoporosis, low mineral density. Women have suffered from it for centuries and millennia, but once they came up with medications to correct it, it became an epidemic. We now have an epidemic of osteoporosis. Well, now SCT enters the scene. SCT stands for sluggish cognitive tempo. You know anybody who has that condition, or do you suffer from it? Symptoms of sluggish cognitive tempo include excessive daydreaming and mind wandering and slow performance of mental tasks. The slow kid in the class. You may have been the slow kid in the class, or you may have a family member who fits that description. Maybe suffering from SCT. There was an entire edition of the Journal of the Abnormal Child Psychology. They devoted 136 pages of its January issue to papers describing the illness in detail. And the lead paper claimed that the question of its existence is now settled science. It's time for the debate to end. Let's not have any SCT deniers. We now recognize it as a true medical entity. And pharmaceutical companies have shown great interest in SCT because it promises to open up the floodgates to a whole raft of kids not previously diagnosed with ADHD or attention deficit disorder, but with sort of a slowed cognitive performance that may be amenable to powerful stimulant medications like Adderall and Strattera. One of the leading proponents of the notion of SCT is a guy named Russell Barkley. Russell Barkley is very, very prominent in the ADD and ADHD world. He's written many books about ADD, and he's introduced the concept of adult ADD, and he's popularized this, and he lectures frequently, and he has also been somewhat critiqued because he is a well-remunerated paid speaker for big pharmaceutical companies, and he's a consultant for Eli Lilly and McNeil and Janssen Pharmaceuticals and Novartis and other pharmaceutical companies that make drugs for treatment of attention deficit disorder. And now he's a big proponent of the diagnosis of SCT. In an article that I'm reading here, this is from The Times, Dr. Alan Francis, who's an emeritus professor of psychiatry at Duke, you know, sometimes these old timers, they see these trends come and go, and they're just not happy with it because it just means more people being relegated to drugs. He's saying, quote, "We're seeing a fad in evolution. Just as ADHD has been the diagnosis du jour for 15 years or so, this SCT is the beginning of another. This is a public health experiment on millions of kids." So, look, I'm not just going to inveigh against the harmful effects of drugs. Surely there are people who need help in terms of cognitive performance. And diet modification can make a big difference. Many of these kids suffer from allergies. Many of these kids suffer from blood sugar abnormalities. Many of these kids don't eat any omega-3 fatty acids, which are important for brain function. And on it goes. But what can you use that's mild and non-addictive and not a prescription drug to boost your brain power? Well, new research from the University of Basel in Switzerland suggests that green tea extract boosts your brain power, especially working memory. The new study found that green tea extract increases the brain's effective connectivity. Male volunteers received a soft drink containing several grams of green tea extract. Now, I have to say, I am not a big fan of the flavor of green tea. It's kind of bitter. I mean, I could drink decaf coffee all day long, but green tea is kind of yuck. Green tea extract, not that happy with the flavor of that. But the ingredient, two main ingredients in green tea, one EGCG, the cancer-fighting weight loss component, good for the heart as well. But it's L-theanine that is in green tea that really appears to be the business end of green tea when it comes to cognitive performance. And L-theanine supplements are available, so you can circumvent the bitter flavor of green tea or green tea extract, which is sometimes that's a little cloying to the tongue. But nonetheless, scientific research suggests that green tea may boost your brain power. Working memory, that's what it's all about when you're trying to put mental associations together. All right, our number, 888-302-3684. We invite your questions and comments and lots more news, lots more features coming up on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Heart disease is the number one killer in America, but you don't need to become a statistic. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we'd like to share with you that one of the best ways that I found to support heart health is by taking Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Backed by more than 700 peer-reviewed studies, Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Kyolic aged garlic extract has also been shown to support healthy cholesterol levels and proper circulation. With all of these heart healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is completely odorless and won't upset your stomach. Made from 100% organically grown garlic, I recommend taking Kyolic daily as part of a heart-healthy lifestyle. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores nationwide.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. As I said, our number 888-302-3684 for questions. We got a call from Jerry, who's in Bethpage, New York. Welcome, Jerry. How you doing?
Good, doctor. How are you?
Excellent. Thanks.
Great.
You're the Jerry who called a few weeks back, aren't you?
You got it.
Oh, my goodness. How'd it go? You had surgery, right?
Yep. Hernia surgery.
Okay.
Excellent.
Great.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for recommending the supplements that you did.
Great. So are you back to tipping cars over now? I hear that people are tipping over Mini Coopers all over New York State. Is that you? Is that you're the one who's lifting those up?
Not quite, but let me
They only weigh like 600-800 pounds, right?
Is that right? Well, anyway, let me just explain that I came home from it was done laparoscopically. Can I give a shout out to the doctor that did it?
Please do. Go ahead.
It was Dr. George DeNoto.
Okay.
And he did laparoscopic surgery, hernia.
Right.
He found I had previously had a hernia surgery on the right side.
Right.
This was on the left. He went in, found a second hernia on the right side.
Ah.
Fixed all of that up, and I came home. It was done as a ambulatory surgery.
Right. In and out.
Yep.
Came right. Home. Drive through surgery.
Just about.
Yeah.
Came home. We live in a bi-level, you know, 2-story house.
Right.
Sat downstairs for a little while, and then next thing you know, I was coming upstairs, same day, up and down the stairs.
It's embarrassing when your wife has to carry you over the threshold, so you did it yourself just to prove your manhood.
Well, it wasn't quite that way, but it was quite amazing, actually, the whole thing. And I've been released from the doctor already.
Good.
He sent me out, says, go do whatever you want to do, just be careful.
Okay.
And thank you very much for all the information you give on Intelligent Medicine. I really enjoy the program.
Well, thank you. Just remind us, what are some of the supplements you took in and around that helped to accelerate the healing?
Bromelain,
great.
Yep, N-acetylcysteine.
Right.
I took additional D and C, vitamin D and C, your Multivite.
Right.
And there was one other thing I took.
Foundation formula. That's available at our website,
yep.
drhoffman.com.
Yep. And there was one other thing. So, was it selenium? I'm not really sure what the additional.
Okay. The bromelain is really helpful for reducing the inflammation. And sometimes what really causes pain and swelling after surgery is, just the trauma and then the inflammation.
Yeah.
And you don't want to interrupt that inflammation because you could by taking lots of Advil or ibuprofen, but that will actually interfere with the healing or the knitting together of the tissue. So
right.
As a natural way of reducing the inflammation, it doesn't act in the same way that non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs work, but it does reduce the swelling. In fact, it will reduce facial puffiness after cosmetic surgery, plastic surgery, a facelift. Use a lot of bromelain, or you can use the product Wobenzyme, which is rich in bromelain, but other proteolytic enzymes.
Uh-huh.
And that's great. It's also great for trauma. If you have surgery is deliberately inflicted trauma. So same thing would happen if you got punched or if you sprained your ankle. There'd be a lot of swelling, inflammation. And to dispel that, you can use those things. So what's good is that traditionally, hernia surgery really takes it hurts for a long time. There are a lot of nerves down there. And the fact that you're having a good response to the surgery means, A, the surgery was done correctly, which is a big deal because so many times that surgery is botched. Or in the past, they put mesh in, which can really be a disaster. There have actually been millions and millions of dollars of lawsuits around improper insertion of mesh. They thought, well, the mesh was going to be great because it's kind of like Gore-Tex. It's going to hold everything in. But then the mesh reacted with the tissue around there, created a big mess. It was hard to get out. And so your surgeon was on the right track, and then also the fact that the healing occurred very quickly. You're a healthy specimen, and I think the vitamins really promoted a proper healing process. I'd like to think that that was part of the formula. So thanks for checking in with your good progress on that.
Thanks very much, Doctor.
My pleasure, Jerry.
Take care.
Thanks for calling. This one is interesting. This is about the use of antidepressants during pregnancy. Now, is this a highly controversial area in medicine? Because reason would lead you to believe that taking antidepressants that affect your brain would somehow affect the brain of the baby, possibly in a permanent or harmful way. Doesn't that make sense? So I have cautioned through my entire medical career, I've cautioned women, please don't take pharmaceutical drugs, antidepressants during pregnancy, even at the risk of feeling down or depressed. If you were depressed before pregnancy, okay, fine. But if you're contemplating getting pregnant, get off the antidepressants because they can affect the brain of the child. And yet, many scientific journals have weighed this issue and they go back and forth on it. Some saying, yes, there's a potential problem. No, don't worry about it. Antidepressants, no big deal. They also emphasize that it's not good to be depressed when you're pregnant. It may actually have, being depressed itself may have a harmful effect on the baby. So getting an antidepressant to feel better might actually be of benefit to the child. Well, now, this disturbing news comes to us from Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. In a study of nearly 1,000 mother-child pairs, they found that prenatal exposure to SSRIs, these are drugs like Paxil, Zoloft, Prozac, Lexapro, these drugs were associated to a relatively high degree with a bad outcome in the babies born to these moms who've taken the antidepressants. Higher incidence of autism spectrum disorder and neurodevelopmental delays in boys. What they found was that prenatal SSRI exposure was nearly three times as likely to result in boys with autistic spectrum disorder. And particularly when exposure took place during the first trimester, which is actually when the brain and the nervous system first begin to develop. So, you know, what's going on with that? One could argue, well, these women were depressed anyway, so maybe depression is a risk factor for autism spectrum disorder in kids. But no, the association was strong. And the concern is that we're dishing these medications all too frequently to women with women who are pregnant. And I still strongly suggest that if you're contemplating pregnancy, try to keep really low on medications and make use of natural mood enhancers, not powerful herbal formulas, but take additional B vitamins rich in folic acid and B12. That's going to help to prevent birth defects, neural tube defects. We know that folic acid even may play a role in preventing autism. Make sure you take adequate D, which is a mood enhancer. Even omega-3 fatty acids can enhance mood and can be very important for pregnant women to take. But please, please, you know, keep very, very maintain caution when it comes to the use of powerful antidepressant drugs if you're contemplating pregnancy. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684, as we continue on this beautiful weekend, sharing vital health information with you on Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
At Nordic Naturals, we pioneer new ways to help people get premium omega-3 nutrition while maintaining the highest standards of safety, quality, and sustainability. Nordic Naturals sources its fish from some of the cleanest waters on Earth and selects only flourishing species that are naturally low in toxins and high in omega-3s. During production, every batch of fish oil used in our products is third-party tested to ensure that they meet international omega-3 industry standards for purity, using methods established by the World Health Organization. At Nordic Naturals, what's essential to us is simple. It's what's essential to you. Like us on Facebook and share your What's Essential story, or simply visit NordicNaturals.com for free samples. Nordic Naturals is available at finer health stores nationwide. Nordic Naturals, committed to delivering the world's safest, most effective omega oils.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And, you know, these days it seems like people are conducting a jihad against animal protein, in particular red meat. You know, I ask sometimes people when they first come to see me, you know, what type of diet they're on. And many people say, well, I try to avoid red meat. I try, you know, red meat, you know, that is synonymous somehow with dietary excess, you know, something that you want to minimize. It's shameful, but you know, you're trying to kick the habit. And recently there was a study that grabbed a lot of headlines that suggests that animal protein consumption is associated with a dramatic increase in the risk of cancer. Yes, cancer. And the headlines were that chicken leg, each chicken leg you consume is like a cigarette. The equivalent of a cigarette when it comes to cancer. We took on that study a few weeks ago and found it very lacking in scientific rigor. And it seems that the guy who is promoting that study is very much a fan of ultra-low protein diets. And curiously, what happened in that study is that while there was a reduction in cancer for low protein users in the age group 50 to 65, the reverse happened after 65, and there was an improvement in virtually all parameters for people over the age of 65. So here's another study. This is in this week's American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, just came out, and it has to do with a problem that a lot of older people experience, which is a loss in muscle mass and strength, and frankly, frailty. And this problem affects both men and women, but particularly women. So what they did with this group of women who were, quote, elderly, a little scary here because definition of elderly, age 60 to 90. getting there. A lot of you may be saying, I'm not elderly. Well, the definition of elderly is someone who's more elder than you. They took a group of women who were residing in 15 retirement villages, and they were given instructions to consume modest amounts of lean red meat, just about, it looks like 4 to 6 ounces of lean red meat, 6 days per week, plus resistance training. And what they found was quite interesting. In spite of the fact that some of these women were, frankly, older, the group that received resistance training instruction plus red meat experienced a 10% increase in muscle mass, also a reduction in pro-inflammatory markers. Inflammation, of course, is something that gives you muscle aches and arthritis and all the inflammatory disorders that affect your heart, your brain, your entire body. The red meat, which you would think, well, meat, that must be pro-inflammatory. Well, au contraire, between the exercise and the additional ration of red meat, there was a benefit. So the suggestion is that lean red meat is safe and effective for enhancing the effects of exercise on muscle strength and reducing levels of circulatory markers of inflammation in, excuse the term once again, elderly women. And once again, you know, it's just that the answers in nutrition are not simple. And those who claim to have cornered the market on the right type of diet for everyone, well, when we expose that to the light of day and critical analysis in properly executed scientific experiments, we find results that sometimes go against the grain and go against recommendations that people follow an ultra low-fat, low-animal-protein diet for longevity and quality of life. Certainly having additional muscle mass and reduction in inflammation, increased strength, balance, and coordination, that would be an important part of healthy aging. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. We're going to answer in a moment the very important question, could you be allergic to sex? Well, it turns out that this is actually not an uncommon phenomenon. In fact, it may be quite ordinary. This actually came to my attention because I had a patient who came to my office the other day, an otherwise healthy 68-year-old guy, who said that every time he had sex, he started to sneeze uncontrollably, and he felt that that was pretty weird. And so I looked it up, and there's an article in the Journal of the Royal Society of Medicine entitled Sneezing Induced by Sexual Ideation or Orgasm, an underreported phenomenon. They actually say it's quite common. The idea dates back to the time of Freud. There was a nutty psychiatrist in the early 1900s in Vienna named Fliess. He was a close friend of Freud, and he developed a theory of, I'm trying to say it with a German accent, nasal reflex neurosis. Which links the nasal mucous membranes with the genital areas. He thought there was a direct connection, and he went a little over the top. He suggested surgery of the nose to cure sexual problems, especially in women. But the idea ultimately was a little too crazy, fell out of favor. But in the Journal of the American Medical Association, 1972, there's a report of a 69-year-old man who complains of severe sneezing immediately following orgasm. It's not that uncommon. And they go through a lengthy discussion of what a sneeze is. A sneeze has to do with excess secretion of mucus and production of saliva and crying. These are all parasympathetic reflexes. And in fact, some people report any time after they eat, they get a lot of nasal congestion, no matter what they eat. They're allergic to everything in the world. Sex, once you complete the sex act, you go into a parasympathetic state, and that seems to open the floodgate sometimes for mucus production and also for sneezing. So if you sneeze after sex, no, you're not allergic to sex itself or to your partner. This may be part of a nervous system reaction that has to do with the balance between your autonomic nervous system and your parasympathetic system. When the parasympathetic takes over, the sneezes begin. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us for this hour and a happy Easter and Passover. And we'll be right back for many of you with a second hour of Intelligent Medicine.